Chef Al is our wonderful head chef, elite of Qichar Oasis. He works very closely with Jeffrey Gan and head of department Irene. And he's got to clean up the kitchen. He's got to make sure everything's done before he can get here. So he's late for a reason. Chef Al used to work in restaurants that kill thousands of animals per day. He told me, thousands. So when he joined our vegetarian restaurant, he stopped, no more. He knows all the wet markets everywhere in KL where they sell fish, animals, whatever, goats, whatever, because that's what he had to do. And he stopped. When we went for our first expedition of releasing fish, Chef Al himself arranged, what, how many kgs of fish was assuming? 200 kgs of fish. And we went to the park ourselves, and we released the fish, and he told me about his history. I was very moved. And after we released the fish, we went to give a Dharma talk. I gave a Dharma talk in the park, TTDI Park, on the virtues of vegetarianism and saving lives. And after the Dharma talk, it rained very lightly and a rainbow appeared. Didn't you see that? I wasn't on LSD, see? Yes, a rainbow appeared, which was a good sign for me. And we believe that when a Dharma talk is given and sincere and it's real, the local deities will show a sign, a rainbow will appear, because it's happened many times, many times. Now, so that's how I got to know him. I found out what a wonderful person he is, that he's able to face himself. That, you know, it's a matter of livelihood, but he will, you know what, he says, I'm not going to kill anymore. So now he's gone vegetarian, and he's joined our vegetarian restaurant, and through the vegetarian restaurant, we're going to promote vegetarianism. I'm going to go all the way, because you know what, I'm looking for a 5/10 acre piece of land. I want that. And I want to own it because I don't want people to say, I want it back. I want a piece of land, and I want someone to give it to me, because I'm going to open up an animal shelter. I'm going to do that. It's going to be called Qichar Animal Sanctuary, KAC. And I've already got people who's interested in working in it and doing things and being involved. But I don't have the land yet, and I want to get that land. So if anybody got, you know, extra 10 acres, let me know. I'll even have lunch with you after everything's been signed over to me. Thanks. Yes, I'll even have a lunch with you, and I'll even stay for 1 hour and be nice. I'm looking for a piece of land. If anybody can help me, I need it. I'm openly begging. That's my job. That's why Buddha has a begging bowl. What do you think his begging bowl is? To store the gold from Fort Knox? Well, kind of, yeah. Anyways, yeah, I'm begging. I need a piece of land. Not 5 acres, 10 acres, thanks. I want to keep all types of animals. I don't want to just keep dogs. Because dogs, they catch them, they kill them. I can't take it. I run around the pet stores rescuing dogs that are undernourished or nobody wants. I haven't been doing more because I don't have a place to put them. The recent one, I rescued a little dog, 2 months old schnauzer. I named him Gongkar. Gongkar means white mahakala. He's on the YouTube. Do you know he was weak and very skinny, malnourished? I was told dogs like that, they feed 2 spoons of food per day to keep them skinny, so you buy them because you feel sorry for them. He can barely put his little head up. So I had a feeling, because I was walking around SS2. Yes, yes, Rinpoche's hang out in SS2. I went to the vegetarian restaurant. Oh. That one I really slipped. Sorry, Irene. Yes, I went to the horrible, disgusting restaurant there, which after I went home, I threw up. I learned my lesson, Chef Al. Any vegetarian food that doesn't belong to KO is not delicious, sorry. I didn't name any names, so I can't be sued. All right, now, anyways, when I was walking around SS2, I saw the pet shop and I walked in, I saw the dog. The feeling I got was, it's gonna die soon. That's the feeling I got very strongly. It's gonna die soon. So I frantically SMS'd everybody. Most of the people never responded back. They got big houses, but no space for a teeny little dog. And I got one response back from Paris. And her mother said that she'll keep the dog and nurture it and look for a new home because she's got a lot of friends who love dogs. And I was like, wow. I sent my troops there. I don't care if they didn't sleep the whole night, to buy the dog immediately. We got it back. She took it to Mama. And I wrote a little nice letter to Mama. When she got my letter, you know what she said? She's going to keep the dog. She's not giving it away. So now little Gongka is playing, happy, alert, very cheeky, and you know all the bigger dogs love him. He leans on them, and he sleeps with them, and they just let him do what he wants. Even there's one dog that they have, forgot the name, quite territorial, doesn't like any of the other dogs, but he protects little Gongka and sleeps near him. So Gongka is this big. That's right. This big. Compared to your egos, very teeny. Anyways, and he's okay now. And that's what I want to do. I want to run around rescuing dogs and animals, whatever. We're rescuing a tortoise because I saw him locked up in a little cage. Anyway, I felt really guilty. We're getting him. We're setting up accommodations for the tortoise. He's that big. No, you're not coming over, Chef Ow. We don't want turtle soup. When I said I got a turtle, he was like, cut that habit away. We only eat veggies. Doubtful all that. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, we're rescuing a little turtle that's going to be at the house. So when you come over to visit me, some of you, don't step on the turtle, because if you do, he'll bite you. He's this big. Yeah. Yeah, so he's going. So we're going to rescue more and more. I want an animal shelter. I really want it. I want, please. For my birthday, I want an animal shelter. I want to create awareness. You know why? Because a lot of people in the world are writing in to me and saying that they're going to do this and do this because we did it and they're inspired. You know, a lot of people, other centers are writing in to me and saying that they go on our website constantly as a resource for learning and information to do what they're going to do in their center because they don't know what to do. I'm like, wow, we're an information center for other Dharma centers now. That's fabulous. So I want an animal shelter to save animals because I really love animals. That's why I don't eat them. You see, I believe in Kuan Yin. That's why I don't eat animals. Hint, hint. That's right. Now, if anybody wants me to live long, go vegetarian for a period of time, stably. A week a month, a week out of the month, forever, a month out of the year, I don't know what. And dedicate it to your mother, to me. That's the best gift. And I want this animal shelter. Because I want to inspire other people. I want to create awareness of not killing animals. And you know, so many people out there will come to spiritualism through our animal shelter. Because it is public awareness. And you know, once we have it up, we can have wonderful, cute little kids come on, you know, school holidays. Not school holidays. You know, we have programs with schools where they can come and touch the animals. Touch the animals to create awareness. I want to do all that. We have Manjushri Kids class, which is very successful. And that will be connected to the animal shelter in the future because we're going to train kids how to care for animals. You know why? Because once your kids start caring for something alive, they'll learn to care full stop and they'll stop being selfish. They will start to care. And that's what's more important is that kids grow up caring about others, not just saying, what do I get next, mama? That's what I want to do. So this animal shelter is very important to create awareness for kids, for people, for us. So that's what I want. I want a piece of land. I want 15 acres. Because there's one that has 50 acres. Some Dateen gave it to them. I was like, I was at the beach when the Dateen was donating. I don't know who it is, though. There's this welfare line for Rinpoches who want to get donations to build things. I was at the beach when they lined up. Yeah, I want a piece of land, 20 acres. It's got to be more than five, all right? It's got to be, because, you know, it's not just animals. They got to run around. There's going to be different types of animals. You don't want to go there and, you know, there's no space for them. Because I saw animal shelters in Nepal, which I support. I do support one in Nepal called Cat. It's on our website. You can take a look. And their place is teeny. And they got another piece of land, but it's rented, so they got to keep moving. And it's hard. And the lady in charge, Jan Salter, she's already older. It's not easy. So I learned my lesson. I don't want to rent a place. I want an animal shelter, and I want you guys to help me. I want you guys to pray for it to manifest, and I want you guys to be involved. Save the animals. Save the trees. Save yourself.